भगन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदं सत्यं जगज्ञानं अद्वयम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द। नॉलेज मीन्स तत्त्वज्ञान, टू नो द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that manushyanam sahasreshu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatam visiddhanam kasti vetimam tatvata. Everything should be understood in truth. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to understand the absolute truth. So, in another place, Krishna says, janma karma me deepam je jana ki tata. Anyone who understands the absolute truth, factually, as he is, not by mental speculation, but by the parampara system, so, therefore, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is beginning with Guru, could be Gurvadi. Beginning is the Guru, the spiritual master, because he is representative of the parampara system, disciplic success. Therefore, whatever we do, we must first of all try to understand from Guru. Srila Rupa Goswami also said, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adu Gurbhasram. The beginning of spiritual life is to accept the bona fide spiritual master. Saddharma Pritcha. Then inquiry from the spiritual master. The approach should be by full surrender. Tadvidhi panipatena tattam atadvidhi by pranipatena prakishta rupena nipat. Just like we have learned how to offer obeisances to the spiritual master, to the gurus, falling down flat, pranipat, no reservation. Falling flat. That is called panipat. So, one has to approach the spiritual master. That is the basic injunction. Tatvijyanatham. Tat means tattva. In order to understand the tattva was the absolute truth, vijyan. Vijyan means practical science, not theoretical. Theoretical is gyan. When that is practically applied in life, that is called vijnana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, the statement is there. Jnanam mit paramam guhyam, jat vijnana samanmitam. Jnana and vijnana. So, we are very much proud of seeing things. Somebody says, can you show me God? But just try to understand what is the power of our eyes. Now there is no light, so our seeing power is vanished. In this way, all the powers of our senses are conditional. Under certain condition we can see, under certain condition we can hear. Therefore, at the present moment, our life is conditional. We act, we see, we walk, we hear, we smell, we touch under certain conditions. Just like I've got my eyes, because my sight power is less, so I take the condition of a glass and try to see. Similarly, this material condition is like that. Spiritually, we have got the power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of speaking, power of touching, power of smelling. But because we are covered by this material body, all these powers have become conditional, not absolute. So those who are inquisitive to understand the absolute life or spiritual life, he must accept a guru. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, purve, in the beginning, Acharyavan Purusha Veda. If we actually are serious to understand the absolute truth, then one must have the shelter of Acharya. Acharyavan. This Van word is used when one possesses Ostarthe Bhatuprata. So, when one possesses the shelter of Acharya, then his knowledge is perfect. So, the beginning of spiritual life the beginning of life, the Gurbhasra, Adu Gurbhasra, that is the beginning. Every shastra, every Vedic scripture, just like Krishna, he is the original spiritual master. Tene Brahma Rida Adikave Ja. Brahma. Brahma is the first living creature within this universe. So he was also enlightened and educated by the Supreme Lord. Not that because he is Brahma, he is independent. Nobody is independent. Knowledge must be received from the authority. And the supreme authority is Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So here, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his life, practical life. He is Krishna and he is personally speaking. Krishna first of all spoke about himself in the Bhagavad Gita. But foolish person, murha, abhijanamanti mana murha, mana simtanumasi. So, Krishna was misunderstood. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. People misunderstood. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his high populances, he himself is expansion, His incarnation, His energy, personal energy, and marginal energy. There is no association of the external energy, as it is said here, that
Guru Tattva Kahiyasi Ewe Pacher Vita. Guru Tattva is also, along with him,
he is also representative of the Supreme Lord, Acharya Man Vijanya. So, that Guru Tattva has been explained by the author Kaviraj Goswami in 5 chapters, in 6 chapters. And the 7th chapter, he is describing the 5 tattvas. Isha Pratash, Nityananda Prabhu, is the direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Vrajendra Nandana Jai, Satishita Hoyla Sei, Balaram Hoyla Nita. So Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anno. When you speak of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you should understand immediately that he is Krishna in Radha's attitude. Radha Bhav. Krishna. Radha and Krishna, they are one. They are not different. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vititi Alladini Shakti Asma. Radharani is expansion of Krishna's pleasure potential. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but the pleasure potency of Krishna is prominent in his activities. Because Krishna, in order to understand himself, he took the position of Radharani to understand himself. Personally, he could not understand his potencies. But when we appear as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the attitude of Radharani's love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, then he could fully understand. These are very intricate subject matters to understand, and this is the fact. So, as Krishna expands himself by his omnipotencies, parasa shakti vibhudaiva sriyate, Krishna has got multipotencies. We cannot imagine. Inconceivable potencies. So, the whole universe is manifestation of his potencies. Shakti parinamba. Ekasthane sthita sagne jyotna vistarina jatha parastha brahmana shakti sarvidam akilam jagat. This is said in the Vishnu Purana. That the fire, we have got this land, it is situated in one place, but the light and heat are expanding. Similarly, Krishna is situated in his own abode, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akila atma bhuta. This is a statement of Brahma Sanghita. He is situated in his own place, own abode, known as Goloka Vrindavan. But he is expanding himself. Akila atma bhuta. Everywhere he is present. Andantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamadipurisam tamangvaya. He has expanded himself by his energy.
Just like heat and light, the energy of fire expands. It is very easy to understand. Similarly, the energies, multi-energy, not only one, but multi-energies. Parasasakti-vividhaivasyate. So his energies are acting so nicely that everything is coming in front as if automatically done. But it is not automatically done. This is foolishness. To understand that nature is working automatically is foolishness. The nature is working under the direction of Krishna. That is real understanding. Mayadhatena prakriti swati sacharasa. At the present moment, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they are simply studying the working of the material nature. But they do not know behind this material nature the real powerful is there. Just like we are enjoying the electric lights, electric power. But as soon as it has failed from the powerhouse, everything stopped. Similarly, the real power is Krishna. He is the powerful, Shaktiman. When he desires, there is creation, this material manifestation. And when he winds up, everything is finished. This is the way. So how he is doing that? That is explained in this chapter. Panchatattva. He is acting by expansion of his different features. So, Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears here at Mayapur, this very place where they are now sitting, with all these five features. Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadhar Prabhu, Srinivas Prabhu, so he himself, Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu is immediate expansion of his personal self. Advaita Prabhu is incarnation of Krishna or Vishnu, Mahavishnu, three, and Gadadhar Prabhu is the expansion of spiritual energy, and Srinivas Prabhu is the expansion of the marginal potential, the marginal energy. Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, and Pratas Tattva and Avatar Tattva. He himself, this Pancha Tattva. This Pancha Tattva will be explained in this chapter. That is the purpose of the author. Guru Tattva Kahiyasi, Eve Pacher Vicha. Consideration of the five. So although the absolute truth is one, he expands in his various features. That has been divided in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's practical exposition of Tattva Vicha in six. Five personal, and the Guru is also representative. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri. Guru is also expansion of Hari. For the benefit of the conditioned soul. For the benefit of the conditioned soul, he is within everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Nirdeshe Arjuna Tishtati. So he is trying to teach us from within. and his senses represented it. For preaching without. So Krishna is so kind that he is preaching about himself. Because without knowing, without understanding the tattva, Vedi Manas tattva, without understanding the absolute truth, as he is, there is no question of getting out of the classes of Maya. Mamivaja prabhadante maya mitan karantiti. One who surrenders unto me, Krishna says, he can get out of the classes of Maya. Maya means this material life. We have forgotten ourselves that we are intimately related with Krishna. We have got a special function on his behalf, just like part and parcel of my body. The finger has got a special function. The leg has got a special function. The head has got a special function. Similarly, we all part and parcel of Krishna. We have got a special function in relationship with the Lord. When we are forgetful of this special relationship with Krishna, that is called conditional life or material life. Material life means we do not serve Krishna, but we serve our senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. That is material life. We are serving. There is no doubt about it. But every one of us, we are serving our senses. Kama, dinam, patidhana, patidha, palita, dhimmidisa. Therefore, in order to stop this stupidity of serving our senses, which will never come to an end, simply increase our bondage, we have to come to the spiritual master, Adur Gurdasa. He will teach how to convert or to divert the activities of the senses to please Krishna. Krishnanya tripti vancha taranam prem, dhare prem na. The senses will ask. The Mahavadi philosophers, they try to stop the activities of the senses. Yogis also. Yoga indriya sangam. The yogis artificially try to stop the sense activities. They are simply because common man, they know activities means sense activities, sense satisfaction. So, the yogis, they artificially try to store the sense activities. That is called pranayam. Dhyan, dharana, asan, pranayam, like that. But that artificial stoppage of sense activities will not be ultimately beneficial. Or thinking that my sense activities may be stopped, I become silent, become one with the Supreme. That will also not help us. The real philosophy is the sense activities must be there, but purified. That is real life. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatrenam nirvalam pirupai. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichy. We cannot stop sense activities. That is not possible. Artificially he stopped. Even as a big successful yogi or jnani, it will not act. There are many instances. Just like Vishwamitra Muni. He was a great yogi. So artificially he was trying to stop the sense activities. But it also failed that time. Later on, he met one beautiful woman and he failed in controlling the senses. That is the history. He was the biggest yogi, Vishwamitra Muni.
Similarly, there are many so-called jnanis also, trying to become one with the Supreme. And that is also not possible. Tenneravindaka vimukta manina. Vimukta manina, thinking that they have become liberated. And that is not the fact. Why it is not fact? Tai asvabhava avishuddha buddhaya. Because they did not take to the devotional side. Tai asvabhava. They have no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, despite their severe austerities and penances and rising to the platform of Brahma realization, Arujyakrichina Param Padam Tata Patanti Vipada. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practically teaching us with his five associates. Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Sivasadi, Gaur Bhaktavinda. Therefore, if we want to approach the Absolute Truth, it is our duty to offer our respect to these five features of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Gaur Bhaktavinda. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we first of all worship the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Then we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then it will be success. Without going through the Panchatattva, with the mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. It will remain in me. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam sahasresu tashtid jatati siddhaya. Jatatama visiddhanam tashtid bhettimam tato. You cannot understand Krishna without the mercy of these bodhisattva. Therefore, Krishna, although he came personally, he taught the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and asked people, sarvadhanman parityajya, Mamitam Saranam Vajra. But because we are murhas, we misunderstood Krishna. We could not take the last instruction of Krishna. Therefore Krishna again came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to approach Krishna. If we read the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his acceptance of sannyas order, his preaching all over India, his chanting and dancing, his living at Jagannath Puri, his activities, his meeting with the devotees, his Gundicha Marjan, his Rathayatra Kirtan. If we study all these activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately you understand Krishna. Therefore, we are inviting you at this place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his birthright, to take the inspiration given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will help us understanding Krishna. Tatomāna tattato gantya visadi tadaranta. If you simply understand Krishna, tattato in truth, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namo mahavadannāya, Krishna prema pradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities means he is distributing Krishna prema, love of Krishna. He has no other business. He has no other business. At the full, youthful age, he gave up his family life, beautiful wife, most obedient, perfect wife, beautiful wife, mother, affectionate mother, very good prestige, social prestige, Nimai Pandit, learned scholar, everything he sacrificed. Tattvāsudhasthadam, Rajyalakshmi, they gave up everything. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And become a servant of Krishna, personal. He is Krishna himself. But he is teaching us how to become a servant of Krishna. This is the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. So, in this chapter, how Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna himself, along with his personal associates, Sangha Pangasa Parsadam, Krishna comes to kill the demon. Paritrana Sadhunam Vinasayasa Duskitam. This is the business of Krishna, two-sided business. One side killing the demons, another side giving the protection to the devotees. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this spot 488 years ago to, handle the same two principles. Paritrana sadhuna vinashaya duskita. He vinashaya duskita. He killed Jagai Madai. Not by the body, but by their atrocious activities. He stopped them. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to kill the demon, not by life, but by their heinous activities. Anyone who comes to be killed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heinous and his nefarious activities becomes killed and he becomes a Vaishnava, just like Jagai Mata. So at the present moment, the whole world is full of Jagai Madhai. That four principles. Jagai Madhai means illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gain. This is Jagai Madhai. So this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is killing these Jagai Madhai principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. So one side killing the Jagai Madhai principle, and other side protection, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thank you very much.